Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Vandy boys back in action tonight in a winner-take-all Game 3 between Vanderbilt and Mississippi State for the national title. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in friend of the show, Aria Gerson from the Tennessean. Aria, what's going on? How are we doing?
It was a late night last night, but I'm doing well.
And it was a bit of a late night last night. Hopefully we can get through tonight's game without a weather delay of any kind. We'll see if we can take care of that on the other side. Just, Aria, through the first two games of this series, obviously two very, very different results for Vanderbilt so far. What stood out to you about this series so far, and what do you think about Game 3 tonight and the chances for Vanderbilt to pull off another win and bring home their second consecutive national title?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, with Vanderbilt, it's always been all about the pitching. And I think last night, you know, they ran out five different freshman pitchers, and some of them had not pitched since May. And I think that they were trying to set everybody up for Game 3 because they knew that Kumar Rocker would be available. And Tim Corbin doesn't usually name his starters, but he basically, I mean, he went about as far as you can say that Kumar Rocker was going to start without explicitly saying Kumar Rocker is going to start. So I think that Vanderbilt has Kumar Rocker, and they have all their best relievers available, and I think they have to like their chances there. Regardless of what else has gone on.
So, Aria, first of all, do you feel like you are an Omaha resident at this point? how has that gone? What's the scene like? And if you had a guess right now, ratio, Mississippi State fan to Vanderbilt fan in town, what would it be?
It's, like, very heavily towards Mississippi State fans, like maybe 75%. And it's hard to say because I think that some of the people that came to Omaha are even, like, neutral. But I don't think the neutral fans are really rooting for Vanderbilt either. So it's, like, very, very heavily Mississippi State.
What's it been like? Like, what's it been like living there this long and like just covering the event? What's your takeaway from just the event itself?
Yeah, I mean, the first like several games of it were really great. I think like, you know, the games were close and they were good, and like we got to see all kinds of stars. Ever since, you know, when all the things that went down with NC State. And then the games got worse after that. It's been fun to be here. I'm glad to be here. I'm ready to finally eat a home-cooked meal again after 2 weeks eating hotel food, concession stand food. I'm ready to eat something else. But it's been a great opportunity to be able to be here.
Aria, as you look at this Vanderbilt team and the lineup, we've talked about it here on the show today, just four hits last night, even though they put up eight runs in game one, just five hits on that front. What's it going to take in your mind to get this lineup going, and specifically with Carter Young and the injury that he's been dealing with, getting back to this point, just hasn't looked quite the same offensively. Do you think we could see some lineup shuffling at all from Tim Corbin and Vanderbilt tonight heading into game three?
Well, so he has changed his lineup a few times in terms of, like, benching certain players. I don't think he will tonight. Carter Young has been batting second pretty much since he came back from his injury, and while I don't necessarily agree with that, I don't think that he's going to move him down at this point, because he would have done that 2 weeks ago if he was going to. But for any of them, really, I mean, the thing with Carter Young is he's got a pretty good plate approach. He can work some at bats. He's just, I think, having a little bit of trouble actually hitting the ball due to his injury. So if he could get on base, like take some walks, that would be ideal for him, I think. The whole lineup really, you know, working some at bats and like hoping for whether it's a home run or just like something that, you know, I mean, they won three out of their first four games by basically just getting some hits at the right time. And, you know, it's not like Mississippi State in the College World Series has really been world beaters on offense either. I was looking, they sent all the media members like a stat sheet of like College World Series stats. And I was looking at them to try to like, they wanted me to do an all tournament team. And I was looking at these stats and I was like, wow, like Vanderbilt players and Mississippi State's players are like not very high on this list. So with neither team having been hitting well, really, it's just a matter of getting the most timely hits, the clutch hits. And I think, you know, Vanderbilt is not necessarily guaranteed to do that or anything, but they have been getting the clutch hits, even if they haven't been getting any other hits.
So if you were Vanderbilt and you could say, okay, this player in the lineup is going to have a big night, you know, who would your choice be?
So I think my choice would be Dominic Keegan, because he hits in the middle of the lineup and he's got some power. So he can hit the ball out of the ballpark. He hasn't in Omaha, I don't think, but he can. And because of where he hits in the lineup, you know, he's just a few spots behind Bradfield, who gets on base a lot, and so I think that, you know, he hasn't been hitting that badly. He's been in fine, but if he had a really big night, like some doubles, some home runs, like I think that would be really big for Vanderbilt.
Do you think Rocker on, because I agree with you, I mean, like you said, I mean, Corbin doesn't ever say who's going to start, but he basically has this week. I mean, even like when Robbie Weinstein asked him the other day, I mean, he basically said, like, yeah, he's going to be the starter tonight. But do you think with the 4 days rest that it will be, you know, a little bit tighter pitch count on him? And how do you think the bullpen lines up after that? I would assume Maldonado would be okay, even though he pitched a lot of pitches, but he's had that day of rest. How do you think that all shakes out?
Yeah, I think there might be a little bit tighter of a pitch count. I don't think that much, but they might be more likely to pull him at 100 rather than like 115, which is how long he's kind of been going. But the thing is, the bullpen, you know, I think that's why Vanderbilt ran out all those freshman pitchers last night. He hadn't pitched since May, is because the bullpen guys who've been really good should all be available, and especially Murphy and McIlvain have not pitched since the semifinals, and they're definitely good to go. They can both go multiple innings. Maldonado should probably be okay too, maybe not as many innings, but he could probably pitch like one inning or two, maybe. And they have been so good throughout this College World Series. In total, the three of them, they've pitched 18 and a third innings, and they have given up two runs, and both were by Maldonado. Murphy and McIlvain combined have not given up any runs in the College World Series so far. They've just been so good, and they've pitched in a bunch of close games, a bunch of high-leverage games, and they have just been really good. And so I think that if you're Corbin, those are the guys that you continue to trust after Rocker. Well, you hope that Rocker can go, you know, six innings, seven innings, then you turn it over to those guys, some combination of them, and trust that they'll be as good as they have been.
Arya Gerson from the Tennessean has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. Arya, appreciate you so much taking time to join us this morning. Good luck tonight in your coverage for Vanderbilt against Mississippi State, and hopefully no weather delays this time around either.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Ari Gerson does a good job covering Vanderbilt for the Tennessee, and you can check out her coverage tonight in Game 3 between Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. The national championship is on the line. When we come back, we've got some of your thoughts to get to on our text line as well, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Does Vanderbilt get it done tonight? We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.